today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes. Oh, and after that, Anne Heche married James Tupper, who is probably not a lady.
A lady.
Thank you for clarifying. I said, why would you marry a man that likes going to parties?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's all right. All right. It's getting bad now.
Yeah. When you start you're making grandiose statements like that, that's bad.
She goes, this is where it really hurt. Why would I marry a man that I thought liked to stay in shape?
Oh, wow.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy that special gift from Target.com, Walmart.com, or Macy's.com, make sure you click the shopping banner on our website. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And happy holidays from everybody at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Would anyone mind if I took a moment at the beginning of the show just to have a word with my iPad? Just a brief word.
Oh, I think that'd be nice. Right?
Mm-hmm. No worries.
How much electricity do you require to start? I've had you normally connected for 20 minutes, and you're not doing dick. Come on.
Thank you.
I'm mad at mine, too. It's not a good day for iPads.
The iPads suck. When are we going to accept
that? No, they don't.
That?
The iPad itself
They do. Rob, they suck. They suck.
But it's the best thing we've got.
They're not an iPhone, and they're not a MacBook.
No, they're not. But for what they are for tablets,
true story.
For tablets, they're the best thing out there. And they really have opened a lot of doors.
Okay, then let's take a look at the whole tablet thing.
Okay. Moses had two great ones.
What is a tablet other than a computer wannabe? They're wannabes. That's what they are. They're a computer wannabe.
Okay, that is a common misnomer now for what tablets. Some tablets are actually more powerful than computers.
You know what tablets are? Tablets are the Mark and Lowell show of the computer world.
You're giving them too much credit.
Mark and Lowell
probably
tablets?
Is.
I mean, why would you even think of
just because he
that
was on
show.
The brain because I was talking about Mark Ronick going to camp.
Yeah. And
if you're not familiar with that program, it's not even worth a Google. Let's just
We're going to talk about Mrs. Maisel here in a moment, which I'm excited about. But getting back to the tablet. So here I come into the studio and I see that the screen is dark and I realize that the crappy charger unit that it has, which continuously comes unengaged from the power source, has caused the screen to die. The battery that is sucked out of this happens in. Let me get the. I've got the manual.
Oh, you have the manual?
Again, okay. Charging your iPad. The iPad will charge in 37 hours and 22 minutes.
See, I know you're
joking. Battery, wait a minute, I'm not done. Its battery life will be used in 11 minutes.
You're joking because when you get an iPad, the only thing that comes with it is a little note from Apple that says, good luck.
A quick tip in. As far as broadcasts are concerned, there is a space where DJs, and this is not because we don't care about the equipment. We just think that it should last forever.
Right.
And it happens here at Podcast Village. I will go around at the end of the day and turn things off. They just leave them on. And because we're broadcasters, we take off the power saving mode. So we just leave it up and running. So God forbid we ever unplug a lightning cable that's going to now charge our phone and not our tablets. You're messing with the entire system at that point.
What, by leaving it on?
Yes.
I disagree. I think an iPad can stay on all the time. I never power mine down unless I'm rebooting it.
Are you having issues now?
With one of them.
There you go.
No, it's an app issue, not an iPad issue.
But
I turn mine off on the weekend.
Do you leave your phone on all the time, or do you let it go to lock screen?
Like a constantly lock screen.
Okay, good.
That's when I'm not in here, when I'm in here, it's on forever.
Yeah, but your iPads,
That's a contradiction. It wouldn't be on forever if at the end of the show I turn it
You're speaking just in broad terms, Mike. I understood what you meant.
As DJs, we treat them as devices.
But understand also, DJs are trained. A radio station, unlike a podcast, never goes off unless you're WJFK during a thunderstorm.
Yes.
So what happens is radio equipment is designed to be on 24/7, and that's our training.
I'm the same guy. I'm telling you. Yeah. I had to run around here and turn things off, not because it's a startup. One, two, you also need to save the life of that actual device.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you feel like
is he not talking like that right a little
bit? Well, you know what?
Is he talking a little J.P. Morgan-y today?
I love when the sun is not even up in the sky yet and he's already talking down to us. I think it's the way to start a Thursday.
He came in down to us. I can tell by his...
Lock screen, blah, blah, blah.
You guys are jerks.
He's really not.
I work with a bunch of jerks.
It's a good segue into talking about... How was your... So what was your thing you were doing? You had that big like investment bank name, and so it stuck in my head,
right?
And I brought it up a couple of times. You were going to a party,
a private holiday party.
Hey, we had a great time at that party.
Was it a private holiday party for the local office of J.P. Morgan, or was it you didn't fly to New York City?
No.
And go to the building where they where the corporate headquarters of J.P. Morgan is located, where everybody had lampshades on their heads and was dancing around about the punch bowl.
There was no Learjet. It was downtown at the Intercontinental on the Wharf.
The Wharf.
So it's the local. It's the local DC. Yeah. Were there lobbyists there?
Well, let me say this, Mike. Before we get there, let's not move ahead.
Welcome to the world of big business.
What were you pushing?
I thought it was a musical cue, but it was actually a cue from the film that had dialogue. My fault.
I was invited roughly 5-6 months ago. This is the second time I've been invited to this private affair. I didn't know how exclusive it was until I talked to a colleague of mine who has a different position within the bank itself. And I said, hey.
All right, is it a dress-up party?
Yes. I'm hoping to see you tonight. I say to another colleague, he goes.
Like formal or costumes?
Formal.
Okay.
And I said, I'm hoping to see you tonight. Shannon are hoping to make it tonight to the holiday party. He goes, I think you were sent a private invitation. Because I'm not invited to that party. It's a different type of party.
Wait. Oh, come boy. On. All right. You're saying that it was discussed a few months ago and then you were supposed to receive something in the mail?
I have multiple friends that work at this bank now. Colleagues.
Okay. All right.
I was invited by my friend from school. Personal invitation. Hey, you're coming to from business school.
Hmm.
And I was talking to another colleague of his about a different matter. And I said, hey, via text, I said, I'm hoping to see you tonight. We'll catch up then. He goes, oh, that's a private party. I will not be there.
Oh, so you stepped in it. You absolutely stepped in it.
All right, so let me see if I've got. So he wasn't invited, but you were.
Yes.
And you know what's so great?
Odd. Boy, I bet he feels like crap.
And what's so great is that there is a small chance that he knows that Oscar knows that, and Oscar might just be pointing out, I'm going to the party tonight. You're not going to be there? How sad, but I'll be there with my wife.
So why wasn't, if he works there, is he at the same level of your other friend?
No. It's a different type of banking. It's mid-level banking, $20 million plus companies. So it's probably segmented that way. That's what I would think. So now,
which explains how he got in.
No, I got in with a wait staff. This is.
You're gonna be carrying a tray.
You've been bragging about this for like 24 hours.
I mentioned it in passing. I said
because you're excited about it, and you're
Full disclosure: last year I was invited to this party, couldn't make it because we were building out this business. It just became it was impossible to get there. This year. Tell my wife early on. I said we have RSVP'd to this party,
and you're excited about it.
There's gonna be a bunch of swinging dicks around, and it's gonna be a good look. You wear a nice gown. I'll make sure that I'm ready to go.
Unlimited drink tickets.
Big banking firm. Big deal.
Yes.
Big investment banking firm.
We're so excited you're here, Oscar.
I walk.
Is that like the owner?
Is that like the
president of the company?
Jamie Dimon.
Oscar, so nice of you to come. Rob takes Rob takes J.P. Morgan and turns it into.
I think it's J.P. Morgan like Chase now.
Mr. Potter.
Exactly.
From It's a Wonderful Life. You know?
Can you imagine, Mike, when Oscar's at the party and the hush that falls over the room when the owner comes in his high wicker-backed wheelchair? Pushed by a goon.
So was it exciting when you got there?
So I'm pumped all day for this.
Sure.
And I say, Shannon, look, I know that you have a different type of style. We're going conservative here. Sometimes you get a little artsy. Let's pretend like we assimilated into this world.
Women hate that when you say that.
I go downstairs. It's roughly 3:30. The party starts at 6. Mm-hmm. We have a couple fire drills. Yesterday was very busy here, which is good for everybody involved. And I was like, I hope she brought her dress with her because for her to go home, change, it's going to be a process.
That's true. You live almost 7 minutes away.
I look at her and I say, hey, you brought your gown or dress, whatever you might be. And she says, oh, no, I'm going to put heels on what I'm wearing. And I look at what she's wearing and it's artsy. And I said, we're going to have to put a pin in that and address that in a second. I have to run upstairs, put out a fire, come right back downstairs at work. And she's working on some other stuff as well. And she
So she wasn't dressed how you would describe properly for the function.
Well, I mean, if I had a choice, it wasn't my choice.
When you say arty, please
artsy,
describe.
Artsy.
Artsy. Yes. When you say artsy,
like a lot
is
of
she
black?
Wearing a dress?
I wouldn't call it a dress. It looked like a dressy romper. I don't know if that's even
man,
a thing.
My name is Dressy Romper.
Yes.
So artsy is a nicer way for you saying she may be a little too cash.
Underdressed.
Bohemian?
Bohemian.
Aha!
Like but probably, but well, you were here yesterday, Rob. How did she look yesterday?
She always looks lovely, but nothing notable. I didn't, you know what?
But if it wasn't like she looked like she was going to a cocktail party.
No, if I had known she was dressing for a party, I think I would have noticed.
Okay. So she was underdressed for the event, and you, of course,
properly dressed for business at a podcast facility.
Okay, all right. So what did she say when you corrected her?
It was a throwaway for me.
A word about your romper.
I scurried upstairs because there were productions going on, and we had business to do.
All right.
And I come back downstairs, and this whole time in the back, and look, if you're listening to me right now, I'm a monster. I'm not a monster.
Not a monster.
I didn't address it. I just said, that's kind of, we talked about this. We've had like conversations. The suit's downstairs. I'm going to change the suit. We're going to get going.
Well, can I just interject here and say that, you know, as a married couple, you know, there are many, many times when Carla has said to me, I'm not sure that you ought to wear that. Or I say, I'm not sure you ought to wear that. Mm. It's not like monstrous. I'm going to back you
thank
up
you.
On this. And I understand.
Teamwork.
That.
Teamwork.
It was more about the solution. We had time for a solution. But I would have to address that solution sooner than later. But I didn't want to deal with it then. So run upstairs. Spend roughly half an hour upstairs talking to the team about something that they're working on in post-production. Call Pony. Get the call.
All right. I know you did everything. Yeah, okay. I know everything. I don't need the litany of what you did. I'm curious about J.P. Morgan. I want to hear about that.
I'm just glad he called Pony.
Yeah. By the way,
we're going to get to Pony later in the show because I heard the discussion that was happening before we signed on with him going, God, welcome back. Welcome back, Reaper. Anyway, so back to your story. I'm fascinated by this. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's 4:45. I go downstairs and said, you should probably head home.
Yeah, you're close to crunch time.
I was like, we might be late as it is because there's a production running late here. And she said, this is great. And then she throws on her heels. And I said, that's not what we talked about.
Right.
The heels don't dress up enough for what I think is going to be a formal affair. I'm upstairs and we're battling like any couple does on text, saying, you have so much in your closet. You picked like this, and it's a nice sweep back and forth. I was like, please just trust me. I was like, I'm roughly 10 years older than you. I know how this goes. Like, we're going to show up and you're going to feel uncomfortable. And then I'm the monster and it's going to be a whole thing.
All right. But what in reality? What percentage of it is you don't want her to look bad versus you don't want you
100%
to look
me.
Bad.
It's okay, all about me.
All right, I
I'm
get
good.
It.
I'm good.
I get it.
Okay.
I'm
me
with
too.
You.
Me too.
I'm completely with you.
At this point, I'm weighing solo. Like, okay, I just go solo. Like, I'm weighing all the DEF CON options. Are we at five? Okay. I go back downstairs. It's 5:30 and there's still a production going on upstairs. So we can't technically leave.
Where is she at home?
She's downstairs. Here, still here in her romper.
Oh, she's in the annex. Yeah.
Yes, okay. She's in the offices. And I said, look, it's 5:30. We're lucky if we get out of here by 6:30. What's the deal? And she said, she says, I don't think I want to go. We're going to be late anyways. And I said, you don't want to go? That was my reaction. No one else is here. It was just her and I.
You're not a monster.
At that point, I unhinged. And I said, why would you marry a man that likes going to parties?
That's what Oh, no.
Oh, it's all right. All right. It's getting bad now.
Yeah. When you start you're making grandiose statements like that, that's bad.
She goes, this is where it really hurt. Why would I marry a man that I thought liked to stay in shape?
Oh, wow. She's getting good. She's learning how to counterpunch you.
And I said,
Becky, way to go, Shannon.
I said, that has nothing to do with this. He said, I can snap back anytime.
Sure. And you don't have an evening gown to put on.
These suits are tailored.
That's right.
Right.
You don't have to button it.
So at that point, I sheepishly go upstairs and I go into the broadcast and I'm like, huh, let's be realistic here. Am I going to be able to get here on time without arriving an hour late to this place?
To the party?
My wife already has a scowl. She's called me fat in no uncertain terms.
Yes.
I called her the party pooper of party poopers. And now we're going to get to a place and someone's going to derail in public around people that I know and I respect.
You're on the edge anyway.
Yes, and I'm on the edge. I said, what's the best thing to do? I went downstairs and I made it seem like it was her idea. I said, what do you want to do? Because I frankly think we're going to get there. This is going to come back up. You just called me fat. I called you no fun. What are our options? Now, I already knew what the decision was going to be, but I was hoping to make it her decision.
Okay. Great, great, great
tactic.
I don't
know. Yes. I don't know. So now I'm curious. This is interesting.
And mind you, 3 weeks, maybe a month heads up, probably more about this on the calendar.
Got it.
She said, now you've made me feel uncomfortable. And I said, uncomfortable? That's when I derail.
Sure.
I said, on that note, no more party. I'm going upstairs to work. You romp your ass home. We'll see you later.
You were looking forward to this like you were talking about it all day.
Mm-hmm.
Done deal, Mike. Done deal.
So there was none party.
None party.
None party.
Too much romper and too much argument before the actual. If you start arguing before you leave, that is a. And for me, at least, I know that that's not. It's not going to end there. It's not going to end
there.
Well,
I do know this.
It's not going to be
an issue. I know you and you know him too.
Yes.
I know that the party was pure fun.
Yes.
Because if there had been any networking opportunities for our business manager, Mr. Oscar Santana, he would have been at that. He would
if there
have
had
really
been a chance to advance anything, he would have climbed over a cold, dead romper to get there.
So it was that, right? Ultimately, it was just a friend from school, and it was going to be fun.
I disagree. I don't know, because I've never been able to make it to this exclusive party.
Oh, wow.
But there was no guaranteed intrinsic value.
I'd be lying if when my friend wrote me that also works for the bank at a different place in the bank and said, I'm not going to that. That is a private event.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I guess I got to go now.
So still you harbor in the back of your mind that there'll be some guy with a cane that'll be up there at this party.
And go,
as soon as I looked at you, I knew you had what it takes. Welcome to the corner office, Bud Fox.
I was more
at the conclusion of the free drinks, we'll be handing out envelopes of cash. We're so glad you're joining us at JP Morgan Chase.
I honestly was looking forward to seeing my friend.
Yeah.
And I was also looking forward. These are parties that I in my entire life, I really have not been able to go to or have had access to. It's the best people watching opportunity around. Mm-hmm. And
would you be so much out of your element there that the people watching would be the major attraction of the party?
Yes. And I wanted my wife to look and be as comfortable as possible, just in case a gentleman that looked like the Monopoly Man stopped by and said, look, let's talk turkey.
What, like an indecent proposal?
Would you let me sleep with her for $2 million?
Robert Redford?
You know, this is the year. These investment houses do this, right?
Yes.
These investment houses, we get a letter, a little invite every year, mm-hmm. and they do a luncheon. And
I hate that word.
I never go because I'm not in the league of the people that go to this
thing. Isn't luncheon so uncommittal, just noncommittal for what they're going to provide?
But I had an idea that this year I was going to go. And I was going to go for one particular reason.
Yeah.
I would like to go to the head table and take a sandwich and put it down in front of them. And then carefully, as they're sitting there, cut the crust off the bread.
Yes.
And lay it off to the side. And I'll say, okay. And hold up the sandwich and go, hey, this is how you did last year. And then throw it into the trash and hand them the crust and go, this is what you did this year, you dicks.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now, did I pronounce your name correctly?
You sure did. Pete Schwede.
Well, Pete, Terry and I have been looking forward to having you on the show because we know you're the master of all kinds of Christmas goodies. Tell us about them.
Well, there are lots of great treats at this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake. Mm. But the thing that I most like to bring out at this time of the year are my balls.
Balls. Tell us about your balls, Pete.
Well, over at Season's Eatings, we have balls for every taste. Popcorn balls, cheese balls, rum balls, you name it.
My mouth's watering just thinking about those balls. It's been years since I've seen any balls. Wow. You have some beautiful balls. They're bigger than I expected.
I know a lot of people tell me that.
Look at that, Terry, the way they glisten.
That's because I make sure that each one of my balls gets plenty of oil.
I can't help but notice, Pete, your balls are a little misshapen.
That's because I rested them on a hot stove for too long.
Can I touch your balls?
Go ahead, but be careful. They're very delicate.
Wow. I can't wait to get my mouth around this ball. I like the way your balls smell.
My balls are here for your pleasure.
Wow, Pete. I have to say your balls are so tender.
Well, there's no beating my balls. They're made from a secret sweaty family recipe. No one can resist my sweaty balls.
That was the whole purpose of his name.
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You know, you don't think it's that hard to do, but it really is. When you think that of all the years of 40 plus years of Saturday Night Live, and you take, what, 3, 4, 7 maybe sketches that are all-time greats, and I happened to watch that one live.
Yeah.
And it was it holds up.
It hadn't really, seen it in a long time. Season. It was on the Christmas special about a week and a half ago.
Right.
And once they got into it, and it's not just the obvious pun, it's such a razor-sharp parody of NPR, too. It's
right,
so,
right.
Everything
it's
about it hits. And
then they'll
perfect.
Play that sketch, and then like in the next frame, you'll get Jimmy Fallon in something, and I'll turn it off.
I hope he doesn't break up and laugh during the sketch.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, or I should say,
Washington, D.C.
The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you are a first-timer, we say willkommen. Especially during the holidays, great time to join us.
Bienvenue.
If you've been here a while, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word from, let me see, there was somebody. Oh, somebody wanted to say from Saigon.
Saigon.
To Seattle. From Portland, Maine to Eugene, Oregon. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. But hi to everybody in Saigon. Yes,
ding,
wonderful.
Ding.
By the way, I will do it. I'm going to start getting into the habit. I'll work on a system to get them all in there. If you want your town mentioned, please send it to me, and you'll get it in the opening of the show. I would love to do that for you. Our show today brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Here's a message from our good friends there. They say that Santa came early this year. because rates have fallen to levels that we haven't seen since summer.
Good news.
It's likely the Fed will raise rates 4 times next year, so this is probably your last chance to get a loan rate in the mid-4s. It's a time to take advantage of this. Call Cornerstone First Financial to get pre-approved for your new loan before rates soar higher than Santa's reindeer.
It's Christmas copy, you see.
Whether it's a refi or a purchase, work with the friends of TMOS. Cornerstone First Financial, the lowest rates guaranteed. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., and Florida and Colorado. Refi now and skip your January payment. Huh? That's a nice Christmas gift.
Love it.
That's a nice bit of Yuletide cheer. It is. Tap into your home equity, refinance, and eliminate your Christmas debt with all the money you save each month. Pay those bills and start 2019 with a clean slate. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 202-625-1221. Merry Christmas from Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. I have bad news at the beginning of the show.
That's no way to start the show, Mike.
Uh-oh.
They're all gone. They're gone. The fruitcakes are gone. Yes, the season is over.
Yes.
2018 fruitcake lovers.
Yeah, that's worthy of
a ta-da. The fruitcakes have sold out. That's right. I'm sorry for those of you that waited too long.
Aw.
Because they're gone. And you're out of luck. They're gone. You're out of luck. Yeah, they're gone.
Had one sappy email come through, direct message that said, "Hey, what are the odds? There's still a fruitcake kicking around in the back." And I said, "The second chance was the second chance."
Yeah, final
what
chance.
I wish there were
what
more.
What is the average tale on this show, Oscar? A lot
three
of people
days.
Wait. 3-day tale. Yeah. So if you're at the end of that, you could be kind of screwed because we're taping this show on Thursday.
But they deserve it. They had their chance in August. Screw off.
Well, don't be hostile. I don't want to get picky. If you listen, you listen. I'm happy with that. If you patronize our fine sponsors, I'm happy with that. But really, ideally, I like same day listening.
I do too.
I design the show to be consumed every day. Mm-hmm. That's how it's consumed. And, you know, if you happen to stream it live, all the better. We put a pretty good video production out of the studios at Podcast Village. And it's wonderful. It's like, Frankie, shut up!
The person who wanted that last minute fruitcake, was it someone we know?
No.
Just the rando?
Just a rando.
Oh,
okay.
Speaking of Frankie, I have today's Beluga Sound of the Middle of the Night.
Yay! I love it. It's a new feature.
Let me see if I can get this one. That's not right. Wait.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, anybody now a pug owner will know this is as real as I can get because I'm doing it on microphone. Okay, if you're a pug owner, you know what I'm doing. It's kind of the reverse tongue into the. Here we go. Like that, and that was like 8 times in the. And then after he goes through whatever that deformed head, requires to regain composure, you hear. As he's resetting all this snot in his head.
Well, he brought something up that he wants to taste again. Will you entertain a pug question?
Yes, go right ahead.
I have read that many
He's 14, by the way. He's done well.
He's a teenager.
That's 98 to you and me.
Yeah, he's a very old dog.
Have you tried a neti pot on him?
No. I'll ask Mrs. O'Mara if she'd like to do
Might
that.
Be the final pot. My question is this. As many of the smush-faced breeds of dog, they suffer from gas. Horrendous gas. It just seems to be has to do with their breathing, I think, because of the smush.
Very rare in Beluga's case.
Has it ever been?
Not rare. I mean, there might be a moment or two where, like, oh, that was Beluga, and where you get surprised because it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
And Frankie doesn't do it either. But what Frankie does is burp.
No, really?
And Frankie will jump up on my lap, and I'll be like, hello, Frankie. And, of course, he's still got that stress factor for absolutely no reason.
Right.
I've been 10 years, practically, I've had
nervous
Frankie
breed,
on my lap.
Though. Nervous
and,
breed.
And Frankie will jump up on my lap, and he'll look at me, you know, with his chihuahua eyes like this, and then he'll go, and this wafting cat food smell will come out of his mouth, and that's it. But happy holidays to the dogs.
Yeah. Will you buy them presents? Do they have a stocking?
Hey, Carla!
Come here. Has a stocking.
Yeah, Linus does.
It's actually a sad... We have a sad holiday theme at our house. All we have is the stocking.
She was taping a special across the street.
Oh, is she here? Yay, Carla!
Hello.
Hi, Carla.
Hi.
You were taping a special. Will you be getting gifts for the dogs?
Yes, actually, I will.
Oh, yep. That's
but do they have stockings? Do they have stockings or are they wrap gifts? Okay, that's nice.
Yep.
Hey, did you hear Beluga in the middle of the night last night?
Snoring.
Is that? What do you call that? What is that when
sleep
he does
sleep apnea?
Oh, good one. Yeah.
Could you get a little
go enjoy.
Could you get a little mask for Beluga? All right.
Say hi to Meghan Markle for me. Okay.
It's because she is a princess.
Duchess.
She's royalty too.
Yeah. Well, of course it'll be a stocking.
Sleep apnea.
Of course I'll buy gold-plated gifts for the dog.
Hold on, Megan. I have to go in the studio and do the sleep apnea joke. I'll be right back. Don't you dare go away.
Oh my God.
Well, let me say, though, that this fruitcake experiment, which not only has really just made so many people happy, including us. It was a wonderful business decision, and we're very excited about that. But for you Rob Mobbers out there, you have cemented his position
Big
on
w.
this program.
Big W.
This is a guy that was, let's be honest, Oscar will tell you this, he was hanging on by his fingernails. Yeah. And the fruitcake is really, it's a new lease on life.
He wanted a quick cake and cookies. We're like, fine.
I was worried. I wanted to make sure I delivered. And the response has been magnificent. I got a urgent message on Facebook last night. And it started out, help with 4 exclamation points. He says, I'm about to cut into my fruitcake. Do I heat it up? I forget. I'm panicking. I said, it's okay. Serve it chilled.
I have to say strongly, as a connoisseur and one of the early consumers
champions
of fruitcake and champions of fruitcake, it is a chilled product.
Absolutely.
Think you chill it. I do not think you heat it up.
No.
I think if you heat it up, you're asking for trouble.
Really?
I think you serve it. Yeah, you serve it chilled.
And the recipe reads, it says slice thin and serve chilled.
Ooh.
That's what
serve
it says.
Serve chilled. You keep it in your freezer or your fridge, and you can serve it frozen, too.
You
can actually just take it because it's soft, it's pliable, it's delicious.
Or serve it the way Dude Walker serves it. He cubes it with toothpicks when he serves it
and
at a party.
Yeah, and serves it on his
What
bar.
About ice cream?
Ice cream is good, but I like whipped cream. It goes so good with bourbon.
And here's a surprise for you. I don't put anything on it at all. That's it. But we are really, really happy.
Thank you.
And you sold us out in 3 days with the surplus. We were, we had all these lying around. They were out by the loading dock. And we dusted them off,
and I said, these are saleable.
It was delicious. It was wonderful and yummy and tasty. And now it's official. I can get into the Christmas spirit. Anyway, yeah.
Am I treading on dangerous water? How are your lights?
I'm just saying F it. I had a string go out yesterday.
So is it passable
from the street? They're passable. I'm tired of it.
Does
I,
it
I
look like there's a,
it.
Is there a dark hunk? Like missing,
yeah. and then the ones in the front sparkle because they go on and off, and I just don't.
At least
have,
you have something, Mike.
That's right.
At least you have.
You know what's great? You know what's great? What? We have an artificial Christmas tree out on the back porch that's spectacular. I love it. It's
your only tree, right? The one on the lanai.
That's the the little guy's got a tree in his room, a little artificial Christmas tree, a tiny one that's next to.
Mike, in the business, we call that a tabletop.
A tabletop tree. That's what he's got.
Both of you, you're further ahead in our game and the game than the Santana household. As I said to my wife, hey, we're doing Christmas this year because I see 3 stockings. That's all we have in our house set up.
Do you have enough width in your house for anything besides a stocking?
We had bought a skinny tree. They sell skinny trees pre-lit. We had purchased one.
Skinny tree.
A couple years ago. I said, where did that skinny tree that I spent a good car payment on?
Right.
She goes, I think it might be in the attic or maybe at your parents' house. And I said, she's in a romper because I walked that lonely walk home and then see a dark house with no lights on it. I said,
How did, by the way, I know we finished your story, which was you blew off the party yesterday.
Yes.
How did the evening go after that? Was there hostility? Because, I mean, I know, you know, I mean, you work hard and you were looking forward to a little midweek fun at the party, you know.
It would have been irresponsible of me for two reasons. There was still some post-production going on here at the studio. So for me to leave would have been irresponsible. I was willing to be irresponsible for an evening and roll out and have fun.
Right. Right.
So that was the savior to the evening where it made me feel good to say, at least I'm here at work right. And I'm not just at home tapping my toes. Now,
and was she home before you or did you two travel home together?
We both traveled together, but she's also a princess. I dropped her off at the front door because parking's terrible this time of year.
All the time.
And I walked, I parked a mile away. I walk home and I see that dark house with nothing festive. And I said, next year's going to be the year that we decorate.
What if you're in a town, a ye olde Georgetown, where you could put stuff up?
Yeah, what if you put a string of lights around your door?
Again, that's what I would think.
Right.
Why do I have to do that when I do everything else?
Because you would benefit from it, Rob? Of course, I handle everything.
Sorry about that.
And why wouldn't I?
Okay. Okay, just checking. Because I do the outside, but Carla decorates the tree.
Yes.
And well, so there's nothing.
Kids help with the tree. I will say that. Kids help with the lifting of boxes.
I put the tree up. I put it together, and then she decorates it. And right. I don't like to be around. It's just not something.
You have the same tree that you have in Manassas, or did you?
No, we gave that away.
Okay, that's right. I remember that.
We got a great one. And what I like is the connecting with the trunk of the tree. You connect the circuits, and that's how
I got
the tree
that, too. I got it shipped from Walmart, and it was fantastic.
It's better technology.
Wonderful.
Better technology.
Do you have a remote control?
No.
Mine has a remote control with LED lights, so I can make them be white or colored or go from white to colored, but I can do it from a remote control from across the room.
I have the same feature, but I don't have the remote control. So mine basically goes colored lights, and that to me is just fantastic.
I love it.
The tree technology, so we've come a long way since Charlie Brown.
You still got to put him up, though.
And take him down.
I said, Shan, you think it's in the attic or you think it's on my parents?
Because going to the attic's a hassle.
Well, it's not that much of a hassle. If I know where it is, you're not going to waste our time for me crawling up there or crawling down there.
If it was at your parents', where would it be?
It'd be in the garage.
Call your mom and ask her if it's in the garage.
I'm not disturbing. I'm 40 years old.
I've got a better suggestion for you. You know what you should do?
What?
You should take her out. You're in D.C.
Yes.
You're in the middle of some of the great restaurants of our nation's capital.
Yeah.
I would. You don't have to spend a ton of money, but just why don't you take your lady out
Wingo's.
For a nice dinner? What?
Wingo's.
Wingo's. That's where he gets the cheesecake.
God, you have that chicken finger mentality, don't you? You like a nice restaurant, don't you?
Put on a coat and tie and take her to bread soda.
It doesn't have to be fancy. Take her to that place you and Todd, that crap hole you like to go to.
The piano
that
bar?
That place that you eat all the time. Yeah. Okay, take her to that place.
Maybe I'll take her with Todd.
Take her to that place where they put put white button downs on the waiters and make it pretend it's not bar food.
Oh, excuse me.
You know, that's it. I'm sorry. That's Snoot. What it is. Yeah.
Go to any restaurant that when you get there, the server comes over and kneels down to talk to you. How are we tonight?
Don't you think he should take her for a little din-din? You know, because they had that party.
You know what would be better? Take her out to dinner, and while you're gone, have an intern say, Adrian, put lights outside your house so that when you come home, the house is lit up.
I don't need him burning down my house.
I don't think he can. Okay, then maybe it's a
Rob Ford
thing.
I should take her somewhere, Mike. We'll see what the calendar leads.
Very good.
All right,
when we come back, speaking of taking somewhere, I'm going to go to get a colonoscopy.
Yay!
I get to go see my colonoscopy doctor. Not having the procedure. I'm having a social call. She wants to see me before because I've had my issues. Yes, Dr. V, and so I'm going to see Dr. V, and Dr. V will do what she always does when she sees me. Let me talk to you about weight.
Oh no, yeah, V.
We'll talk all about that when we come back on the Michael Mara Show.
A reading from the Book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35. He himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So, be like the big guy in the sky. Give the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Just click the Gift Bonus Show banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's blessedly simple to do, and you're sharing the gospel of the world's most beloved podcast. Plus, you can send the gift certificates directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away. Be generous, be selfless, be a giver. The future of our show depends on it, forever and ever.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Hey, have you heard about the gift that's on everyone's wish list this year? It's something they'll use twice every day. It was featured on Oprah's O list, and it's perfect for everyone with a mouth. For people that don't have a mouth, you're out of luck on this one. This it gift is Quip. It's an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle enough on your sensitive gums, and a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. This is technology at its finest.
Fine.
Plus, Quip does not require a clunky charger and runs on for 3 months on one charge. 3 months. Did you hear me?
Did you hear me?
How long was it?
3 months.
Wow.
I use Quip because it guarantees that I'm brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they have over 5,000 verified five-star reviews. So give the gift of dental health. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift, but has a stocking stuffer price starting at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now.
Now.
You get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. But the Quip recipient doesn't need to know that. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS.
Do you remember in the Twilight Zone movie, there was a girl that didn't have a mouth watching
TV? That's right. She was watching the TV. The movie had that, right?
The Twilight Zone movie. So don't buy her a Quip, but anyone
can
else,
you
your fair game.
Thumb? Can you see my thumb? Can you see
now
the blood?
Caked with blood, yeah.
As my mom would say, machucado.
Blood, mother.
Yesterday afternoon, my son takes out one of his Viking plastic swords that he's playing with.
Sure.
And I'm the monster. And he's playing with me, and I'm coming at him going like this, and he's going like that. And at one point, he sits there and he does a roundhouse with the sword,
right?
And he catches the very tip of my thumb,
ooh,
and it hurt like you would not believe. And I said, I freaked my kid out because I looked down, and suddenly there is blood pouring out of my cuticles. It's almost like he drove the thumbnail down into the skin. And I had a gusher. And of course, I'm an elderly father, so I'm taking blood thinner.
Of course.
So he freaked out, but there it is. That's the
911.
How did you console him after you got over your pain?
And I
did
let
you
him yell, put a Batman Band-Aid on it.
Did you yell a curse word?
No, but I went, oh my God, this thing hurts, and his eyes are waterworks. Wide. You have to remember, it's a five-year-old, and you have to be chill.
You do.
And he's playing, and I was playing with him, so I'm just as guilty as he is. And so, he wrapped it around, and that was it. But it's, what I was being an A-list father is what I was doing. There you go.
When you're the monster, I pictured is it a Verizon? Oh, no, it's a credit card ad that has
the kids. The college monster, right?
Is that the one where they're holding their daddy's leg?
Yes, that's what I'm picturing.
Oh, okay.
Where all you see is the guy walking like a monster.
Well, I do that, Oscar, but unfortunately I've got bad hips. So that doesn't.
You see, Mike walks
totally
like that even when he doesn't have kids on his legs.
Yeah, that's exactly how I walk from room to room.
Just how he walks.
By the way, get to see the injection doc next week and let him know how well the injection to the back went. Not. But anyway,
you should write a scathing Yelp review about him.
So tomorrow I go in and the doctor, before they put the tube up my dookie wookie, wanted to see me and see how I was doing. And this is a doctor, they do heavy duty stuff down there. She's a colon surgeon. That's what she works on. So, I think a wonderful professional, probably the best doctor I deal with.
I bet her thumb looks like yours.
They don't do anything with the thumb.
Gross.
These doctors don't do anything until
it's so disgusting.
It's so nasty. It is so nasty.
I don't know why Pony said that.
You have speaking
of illness, how's Pony doing?
Oh, great. Looking great.
Not happy to be at work today, let me tell you.
No, we asked him to do something. Yeah.
So we're doing promos today, right? Or in the next couple of days,
sure.
We're doing promos.
We have a lot of work to catch up on that needs to be done in studio.
Right. And I heard Pony saying something, tell me if I got this right, something along the lines like this to Rob. Just make sure you write it down so I know. I took a long time. I couldn't find him.
Well, he's out of practice because he hasn't been in the building for 4 weeks. So,
how you feeling, Pony?
Oh, no. We've sent him to do the work.
Yeah.
We've sent him to do. He's downstairs listening to the show. We've sent him to do the work.
Now he can't communicate.
Well, this is the thing. If you come in after let's say a week out of work, and yes, we want you to get better. We don't want you to be patient zero.
Don't bring the virus in here.
That's
please.
The beauty in the setup we have here. That's fine.
I get it.
Don't be mopey when you come back to work a week later.
Yeah, bring a little holiday sparkle.
Yes, because you come in. I want you in a festive sweater. I want you to be happy. Say, guys, thanks for having my back. We're good to go. Not mopey, because mopey screams to me, oh my God, the guy hasn't recovered yet.
Right.
Now we can't have him in studio. And then when we ask you to do what is part of the job, and Pone, I hope you're listening right now, and you're answering with what is a non-answer, which is, can you do my job for me? And we give you a solution and you mope away.
Should you give it to him a little bit because of the
I gave it to him like I'm giving it to him now. I said, this is not
hard. Is he listening to us
right
now?
Yes, he's listening right now.
He's hearing us, but is he listening?
Pony, is he doing something where he couldn't come upstairs?
No, he can come upstairs anytime.
Mike,
come upstairs. If you're hearing my voice
this
right now,
this is a bad idea.
We have time during this segment. I want to find out about your illness. Come upstairs.
Yes,
we all have our maladies. By the way, what Oscar says is absolutely true. Yesterday, as you know, in the middle of the show, I got a migraine yesterday.
Yes.
And I really was feeling horrible at the end of the show. I made a point after I'm feeling better coming in today just to be a super ultra up as I can. Now, that doesn't mean being happy.
And you're not.
You know what that means. Nope. Don't get happy.
Right.
But energetic is the key. Ready to work.
Ready to go. Yeah. Right.
As I say often, we're not breaking rocks here. We're not curing cancer.
No.
What we're doing is entertaining. So let's have a little fun.
This is
supposed
to be fun. Fun. Right.
Fun.
By the way, do you have his intro ready?
I do, as a matter of fact.
If Why don't we play it and see if he can make it in here? Hop along, slow mover, and see if he can do this.
All right, let's see. Here we go.
Pony boy, won't you be my pony boy?
My pony boy.
It's pony time.
Stay golden, Pony Boy.
Pony Boy?
Smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself.
Do you go out for headphones?
Yes, sir. He's back. He technically almost beat it, even with a headphone issue. You move very slow. All right.
That was the new Omera mix of it.
No, Omera do not include my restaurant in Pony's intro. How dare you?
All right, I take it
back. How dare you, sir?
I take it back. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Bloom.
Ooh. Mike, the floor is yours.
There he is.
Hi, Pony.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
How you doing?
I've been better, but I've been a lot worse.
Great answer.
Hey, Mike, he's back. The Reaper.
I said this was a mistake.
I know. So what was the nature of your illness?
It was a flu, but just a very, very, very powerful flu.
A violent flu.
Yes. Yeah.
You sound sick. You sound like you still got something going on.
I'm feeling better, but my voice is like totally shot from it. And
you sound sexy.
Were you throwing up?
This is credible, though. When he comes in, I can understand why. Really, by the way he sounds, I can certainly understand why he was out. And did you go see a physician?
I did not. I'm probably going to see one today. I think I probably ended up getting a sinus infection or something.
Nice.
Yeah. It's just one thing after another.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You have health insurance, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what's your copay?
$50,
$30?
Like $30.
Next time, call me. I'll Venmo you that over so you don't not go to a doctor when you're sick.
Jeez, it's just a flu. Come on.
Yeah, it's not like flu's ever killed anybody.
I mean, not young people.
Okay. Well, it actually has.
Yes, it has. You know this, and I know this. Can you do us a favor? Because I'm just going to get mad otherwise. You have this voice that we've never heard from you before.
I've never heard Pony sound this bad before.
Can you say, what are you wearing?
Wearing?
I know, but you have to really
can you say it
the
really?
Proper way.
What are you wearing?
Okay, now say, crumble them up.
Crumble them Oh, you know what? The gate's killing me.
Yeah, the gate's killing you. Your voice is killing me.
You can't project. Well, I hope you feel better, and you know, everything's going to be fine.
Yes, it will.
You get out of here. Thank you.
See a doctor. Why do people hate seeing doctors?
Well, especially if he's got insurance.
You're out for a week, go see a doctor.
Absolutely.
Make the time.
Here's what you got to do. I will play devil's advocate here. Sure, we might have had him out of the building for 4 days straight at the busiest time of year, but he saved $10.
No, but now he says it sounds like he's gotten something else.
Yeah.
That it's gone into his sinuses.
Compounding
and
stuff
like that.
Yeah.
What is it with people that want that don't want to just get the right? And by the way,
I don't know, he looks healthy.
Health insurance now, and I know modern medicine. When we're in a pinch in the O'Mara household, your insurance lets you go to those 24-hour things
absolutely.
That are convenient Minute where you don't need an appointment, and they give you a little something like
urgent
a Z-Pak or whatever, right?
Maybe he hates anything that has the word urgent in it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's physical season. It's physical season in the O'Mara house, and Mrs. O'Mara got her physical yesterday and was able to ask about me when I called when he's prescribed the two antibiotics for me.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, and I said, well, I'm just going to take one because I didn't get any clarity. Well, he told her, yeah, I was supposed to take the two. Well, that's great. I'm glad you told my wife.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Anyway,
sometimes doctors should just say, "Hey, this is not my place. I'm gonna step out."
I think I have a sinus infection now.
Oh, last week my girl's doctor. I don't mind telling you guys. She said it's time to start having a family because apparently she has an old womb at 32. That is not the case. I saw Sheryl Crow have a womb at 41. I have a baby at 41.
This is big news.
This is.
Oh, no, I shut it down right away. I said, we don't have time for a baby. We barely have time for
this. Do you want a baby? Do you want to be a father?
When we have time.
You never have the time. You never have the time. That's not the way it goes.
I tried this after we got married. We're in that honeymoon period. We're like, maybe we'll start a family. Maybe it's time. Everyone tells you there's never a perfect time. You know what? That's BS. If you plan accordingly. And I said, did you ask the doctor about freezing your eggs? Is that possible? Can we talk about that?
Doctor, you know, the doctor didn't say this. You know who said this? Shannon said this.
Yeah, of course.
It's time, Oscar. It's time.
It's not time.
Yes, make the baby.
You know, Oscar, the funny thing about your marriage is yours the only marriage that the honeymoon period was measured on a stopwatch.
True. So true.
I think he'd be a great dad.
I don't.
We'll take a break. Thank you.
That scares the hell out of me.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
More network traffic on the threes. In the district, Wisconsin Avenue, just a little south of 37th Avenue Northwest, there's a multi-car accident tying up traffic in both directions. A vehicle exiting the CVS lost control on a pile of excrement and slid into oncoming traffic. In Maryland, expect delays on the Orange Line between Landover and New Carrollton. A sugar glider is loose on the tracks and Metro Police are trying to catch it. In Northern Virginia, police are investigating a pedestrian hit and run on Nutley Street near Lee Highway. Fairfax County Police are currently cleaning up pieces of orange jacket. Northbound 234 near Route 28 Manassas is closed as police scramble to clean up some used tires. From the More Network Traffic Center, I'm Johnny Marburg.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Trade Coffee. It's the best time of year for a great cup of coffee. And whether you're a coffee nerd or just someone who loves a great cup, you need Trade Coffee. Trade partners with 50 of the best roasters. Are you you are drinking your little drink, but you've got a house full of the stuff.
Every morning, the smell of it is what gives me the motivation to make the day happen. It's amazing.
Here's the cool thing about Trade Coffee. When you order it, they roast it for you after your order comes in. So it's going to be the freshest, most delicious coffee you've ever tasted. Trade has the coffee you need. And if you're a coffee novice, they do this thing where they ask you sample questions about what your flavor profile is.
Six questions is all it is. And they will send you coffee designed to your palate. It's amazing.
Before you know it, you'll have a list of choices all perfectly suited to what you like. Perfect coffee, perfectly matched to you, and as fresh as can be. Perfect is easy at drinktrade.com. Trade Coffee, so excited for you to give them a try. They're going to knock 50% off any bag of coffee you like when you place your first order. Just go to drinktrade.com and use the promo code TMOS. Remember that promo code. It's TMOS, and you get half off a bag of coffee on your first order at drinktrade.com. We thank you. Okay, we got a lot of fans of the show, Mrs. Maisel. The fabulous or the
amazing? Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
That's what, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Marvelous.
This is a modified spoiler alert. I'm not really going to give anything away, but I'm going to discuss a plot line because my wife cracked me up and I agreed with her. And
I don't think this is a spoiler because we talked about it. I don't think it's a spoiler.
But so if you don't want to know anything about the episodes in season two, turn it down right now because we're going to talk about it. But in the show, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, there's a story arc that takes place where the whole family, Tony Shalhoub, her mother, Rachel Brosnahan, they all go up to the Catskills.
Right.
And the way that they, and by the way, the same plot line, the same information, the only other pop culture thing that I think where you get a real clear picture of that would be the movie Dirty Dancing, which also took place in the Catskills, where you have these resorts.
Northern New York.
That are usually owned by one guy who was bigger than life, that was kind of the toastmaster. Who's the actor we love so bad that was in Dirty Dancing? The same guy that had Jerry Mercedes.
Oh, it's Jack Weston.
Jack Weston played the owner in Dirty Dancing. But they do.
He tried to put baby in a corner.
You don't do that.
They do a version in Mrs. Maisel that's on steroids, where you get a real picture of what it's like. In 1959, the year of my birth, to go up to the Catskills in New York. And at one point, and she was being legit, she looks over at me and she says, Carla says to me last night, man, I wish I was Jewish. I said, I know. It looked that they portray those Catskills as, I mean,
talk about a different time,
but talk about fun.
Yep.
You're leaving the city. And there are a lot of high-strung people.
Essentially, you're escaping the heat of the city in the dead of summer because there's no air conditioning. Then you go a few hours away, and it's cool, and there is a beautiful setting, and it is a culture based on fun, but more than fun, food. The food is unreal.
It's food, and it's activities. You know, it's just
matchmaking.
Yes,
it was matchmaking. It's fun and games. People, you were saying something about Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks got his start as, and I think it was called a tumbler. I think that's the Yiddish word for it, which is basically a clown. And Jerry Lewis did the same thing up there. They would hang out at the pool and act a fool just to entertain people that were at the pool all day. And I think it was called being a tumbler. They would do crazy dives, fall, scream, jump in the water, act like a jackass. That was just part of the entertainment that they provided at these big resorts.
Because when people would go to the Catskills, it was my understanding that it was constant entertainment.
Yes.
I mean, they just had to be, there had to be this stimulus that was there. And it was just such a different, otherworldly summer activity. It was kind of cool.
Families would build their year around it. That was like the highlight of the year.
So I had the same feeling that Carla did, and I didn't articulate it to Shannon.
It just looked so much fun, didn't it?
It just seemed, it's also screams of access. I don't think if you didn't have the dollars, you weren't going.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. They make that very clear, too.
We need to highlight that.
This was a big bucks thing. Yeah. These were wealthy people that were able to do this.
So, and they have their small idiosyncrasies where apparently, they've been going to, and again, this is not really a spoiler, it's just an anecdote. They'd been going to this resort for so many years. It's the first time you hear about it.
27 years.
Did they name it? Because I think the big one up there, if I'm not mistaken, was it called Grossinger's?
Grossinger's might have been the big one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll check.
You'd have to look at a roster. What I will say is that it was interesting to see how the characters got miffed by certain things. For example, they had a houseboy who apparently graduated and went to college. And they didn't like that.
They didn't like the new one.
They didn't like the new houseboy.
Yeah. Because really, they make it very clear, the class structure.
Oh, yeah.
And how, I mean, and these people poop on the people working at this joint a little bit. But it was just
It's a caste. You thought Dirty Dancing was... It's a caste society.
It's a caste system. But also, the caste system, the people that are like teenagers that are living up in the cabins in the woods that are working at the place, they're having a pretty decent time because there's so many employees that are working there. It's just it just looked like a surreal environment. It's a time gone by, right? These places don't exist.
It's funny you should say that. I just happened on a website. Grossinger's was the big Catskills resort up there, but many of them are abandoned because they don't have the draw anymore. And now Grossinger's, and there's pictures here of the resort, and it's huge, but it's abandoned, overgrown, empty pool, the whole deal.
That's scary. Sad. Well, just like anything else, think about what you're talking about as a full service vacation.
Yep.
Now they have
the whole family going up for year after year after year, including the family of the wife, the you know, and the newly married,
yeah,
that would go up there with the same family.
And I think one of the reasons that it is not as cherished of a destination anymore is that Jewish families are now accepted all around the world. It used to be a place where they could go to be accepted because it was a separate society at that time. But now it's not.
That's right.
You know, it's not. They don't need to go a place to be among their own. Because
also, the modern day travel has changed the entire landscape.
It's changed. And air conditioning, too, is another big deal.
But also, this falls into the category of, you know, the family sitting around the table and hanging together. And I just found myself incredibly nostalgic. Even looking at that, even though I couldn't relate to anything like that, but it looked like, boy, what a blast in the day. Mm-hmm. In the heyday, that must have been
the closest I ever came. And I remember when I was younger, and as I got older, you start realizing people have different socioeconomic, I guess, lots in life.
Sure.
And I remember my friends would go away. Some of my friends would go away, and I didn't correlate that some of them were really wealthy and they got to go away for the summer.
Right.
Like for the whole summer?
The whole summer. You just wouldn't see them. But they weren't going to grandmother's house. They were going away for the summer.
Right.
So like their summer home. Mm-hmm. And or be at the beach, their beach
house.
Did you
equate it to when your father would go away for 3 months at a time?
Well, I thought as you get older, you realize like, oh, wow, this does happen still. People used to have beach houses or lake houses. But we never had that as immigrants. We're always like, okay, it's hot in D.C. in the summer. That's just the way it is.
Right. It's just going to be hot.
And as I get older, and I mentioned this when I first moved into the neighborhood I'm in now, where you really realize, oh, my God, like all these people have people just house sitting their houses. They've all left for the summer.
Go on.
Where do they go?
It just to have that much entertainment and do this, it just looked like it was a blast. And this character, look, we talk about it all the time, but this is, by the way, SAG Awards came out. She got nominated all over the place. Tony Shalhoub got nominated. I got to know the name of the actress that plays her manager, because her manager got nominated too. And the show just sings. It really, it's so much fun. It's this sophomore slump
for this show.
No. Hitting on all eight. Absolutely fantastic. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. News you may not need right here. And I am converting to Judaism based on the Catskills in 1959.
That's a shame, Mike. You just missed the best holiday.
I know.
You got to wait 12 months.
I know. Come on. Hurry up, Summer. We'll be right back, everybody.
Lots of mist. You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, I want to tell you about Zappos.com. Mm-hmm. We are so delighted with this partnership, and we had a wonderful time with them out in Las Vegas, Nevada, at their corporate headquarters. They hosted TMOS Live in Las Vegas for us, and they were wonderful. The people that work at Zappos are incredible, and Zappos.com offers all the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, accessories, and thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. And now, for a limited time, Zappos.com is offering Mike O'Mara Show listeners 15% off their purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Remember, Zappos.com. This is a limited-time offer, so make sure you act fast. And thank you, Zappos.com. We love you, Zappos!
Anything on the site, even if it's not on sale.
Right.
Now, you don't compound the offers. Just use our TMOS code to make sure we get the credit.
Precisely.
That's it. And thank you. And delighted to be associated with Zappos.
News.
This is a nice story. I like this. And it's kind of cute. And it's about the lovely Oprah Winfrey and her mom passing on Thanksgiving. Her mother's name was Vernita. She died on Thanksgiving Day. Thankfully, Oprah was able to spend some time with her and made sure her final days were, quote, as sacred and as blessed as a passing can be. She said, quote, this is Oprah. I sat with my mother and I said, I don't know if you're going to make it. Do you think you're going to make it? She said, I don't think I am. Let me tell you why this resonates with me, because towards the end, inevitably, if you have a parent that knows they're not here for much longer, you're going to talk about it because we're all curious. Yeah. And it's not crass. It's not insensitive. And if the person is welcome to it, I will never forget my mom's strength and lack of fear at the end of her life. It was pretty spectacular to watch.
It's comforting if they can walk you through it, what they're going through. It actually offers a lot of comfort.
So Oprah said, she said, I don't think I'm going to make it. The mother said that. I had a conversation with her about what it felt like to be near the end. For their final conversation, Oprah thanked her mom for bringing her into the world. Quote, what I said was thank you because I know it's been hard for you. It was hard for you as a young girl having a baby in Mississippi. No education, no training, no skills. 17 and you get pregnant with this baby. Lots of people would have told you to give that baby away. Lots of people would have told you to abort that baby. You didn't do that. I know that was hard. I want you to know that no matter what, I know that you always did the best you knew how to do, and look how it turned out. And that's just sweet.
I like that.
I thought that was really cool. And speaking of TV, daytime TV, Ellen DeGeneres recently signed a contract extension to continue her daytime show until the summer of 2020. But in an interview with the New York Times, she said she almost turned it down. Ellen says her brother wants her to go on forever, arguing that in the age of President Trump, the country needs her positive, unifying voice on TV every day. But her wife, Portia de Rossi, she doesn't agree. Ellen said, quote, she gets mad when my brother tells me I can't stop. Portia told the Times, quote, I just think she's such a brilliant actress and stand-up that it doesn't have to be this talk show for her creativity. There are other things she could tackle. I don't see the end of her show as her career ending. Oh, Portia, just leave it alone.
Portia, when's the last time you looked at the incoming money? Because that talk show is probably pretty good.
But they're still together. And how many rumors have we seen over the years about Ellen and Portia de Rossi splitting up?
Yeah.
Ellen also joked about that, all the tabloid stories saying, I hear Portia and I are divorcing every other week or having a baby or whatever. But, you know, they're together. And that's
well, did you know Ellen had a brother?
I did not.
I didn't either.
And again, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Portia leave some other actor, Anne Heche, to be with Ellen?
I don't know that she was ever with Anne Heche. Let me check. I will check on that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Find out. You know that joke about Keith Richards outliving us all?
Yeah.
Well, he just might do it now that he's not drinking anymore.
Oh,
Keith. Other than occasional beer or glass of wine. Well, I've heard that in my family for years.
Same policy.
He says, quote, it's been about a year now. I pulled the plug on it. I got fat up for a bit. It was time to quit, just like all the other stuff.
I don't know. I still like the image of him on stage playing guitar. This is my favorite look. There's a cigarette, a lit cigarette, tucked into
his
guitar
in
string.
The strings.
And then on the amp is a bottle of Jack. That's the Keith I like.
He said, it hasn't been a huge adjustment. He says, quote, I don't notice any difference, really, except for I don't drink. I wasn't feeling right. I've done it. I don't want to do it anymore. So he's old enough to quit. Why not? You know,
why not?
I think he should.
No one likes a quitter, Mike.
I know. Vitamin Water just announced a new contest where they'll pay someone $100,000 if they give up their phone for all of 2019.
Oh, wow.
If they pick you, you'll have to go 365 straight days without using your smartphone, iPad, or anyone else's smartphone or iPad. We'd be screwed. We use them for work. And you have to take a lie detector at the end to prove you stuck to the rules. If you did, you get $100,000. If you only made it 6 months, you get $10,000. But they don't want you to be totally screwed in case of emergencies. So they'll be giving you a, quote, 1996-era cellular telephone that you can use for calls. If you want to enter the contest, you need to post on Twitter or Instagram and say how you'd use your year if you didn't have your smartphone and use the hashtag #NoPhoneForAYear and #contest. Entries are due by January 8th. I know there's some people in our audience that will take him up on that.
Oscar, you were very close. Ellen dated Anne Heche.
Oh.
And that because of this, there was a big blow up about a year ago that Ellen would not book Anne Heche on her show.
But after she upgraded to
Portia de Rossi.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Reversed. Ooh.
Yes. Oh, and after that, Anne Heche married James Tupper, who is probably not a lady.
A lady.
Thank you for clarifying.
Google released its annual list of top things we search for this year. You ready for it? Here we go. I'm going to go through it quick.
Do it.
Number 10, the midterms. Number 9, Demi Lovato. Number 8, Stan Lee. Number 7, the Mega Millions results. Number 6, the movie Black Panther. Number 5, Anthony Bourdain. Number 4, fashion designer Kate Spade. I guess Rob proved it a long time ago. The internet is obsessed with death.
Yes,
absolutely,
they love it.
Obsessed with death. Number 3, here we go again, rapper Mac Miller.
Yep.
The internet loves death.
They do.
Number 2, Hurricane Florence. And number 1, the World Cup, Oscar Santana.
Ooh, the world.
There you go.
It's us against the world.
That's right. They
football. People.
The world.
People going batty for the soccer. And now a little something, something, morning commute traffic. I always feel like I'm doing this on the local news.
John Tesh. Thanks.
John Tesh.
Thank you, Howard Bernstein. Well, morning commute traffic was snared on a Wisconsin highway when deputies worked to capture a cat running loose on the roadway. A Wisconsin Department of Transportation traffic camera captured video of deputies running after the cat on a bridge. Cars were seen moving slowly around the deputies during the chase on Tuesday's morning rush. The cat eventually ran underneath a deputy's car and out of sight. The deputy said the cat climbed onto the vehicle's gearbox before being safely apprehended. The cat is currently being quarantined at the Humane Society while veterinarians work to determine whether it has any illness or injuries. When asked about the incident, the cat said, "I really don't give a shit." Thank you. Thank you very much.
Typical Channel 9 out cue.
The persona.
Yeah, that's it.
Of any cat.
Well, cats, by the way, if I ever have a cat story, be ready to edit because I will always end it that way.
I love it.
Cats never care.
They don't.
Remember that. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Decorations. Have you ever thought to yourself, I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough? Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Mike O'Mara Show is looking for interns, and you could be what we're looking for. Afraid you might not pass a drug test? Don't worry, we hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon-written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomarashow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
I miss that little guy. I truly do.
We were just having an offline conversation about Dan. We're like, what is he doing right now?
We need to drop him. You know what? He should come by next Friday. He should.
Come by, Dan O'Brien, for a holiday get-together. Welcome back to the show. It's no secret. If you need it, Target has it.
Love Target.
Who wants to fight the crowds, the lines, and the worst parking lot in town? The solution, shop online at Target.com. You can shop like a boss from the comfort of your home. Like a boss.
Yeah, shop like a boss. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was? And no pants required. So if you need it, Target.com has it. Hey, you rolled that into the same thing.
Sure.
That's kind of cool. And the convenience of online shopping makes it a breeze. You can even order online. Just cut and paste. I'm sorry, just pick it up. But please, wear pants if you do. And it gets even better. When you access the site through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. That makes you one of Santa's best little helpers. No crowds, no hassle. Just point, click, buy, and support TMOS. Just make sure to access Target through their banner on our website. You can't miss it. So if you need it, buy it right now by clicking Target at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It costs you nothing but means the world to us. Target and TMOS, the key to a Merry Christmas. Now go spend money. And let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, December 13th, 2018.
I will say this. That Target in-store pickup is amazing. I needed an LP. I wanted the Charlie Brown soundtrack, the jazz music from the cartoon. They had one in stock, and it was in Sterling. Ooh. And I didn't think I could get there in time before someone else bought it. So I clicked through our website. They handed it to me as I walked up to the counter. It is so
nice.
Cool. All right. Mike, there is a park, a sort of a nature preserve type park in Florida, where they project a human face onto a tree and they allow you to talk to the tree.
Cool.
So says Kanye West, because who doesn't want to hear Kanye West talking to a tree?
Which are you famous for?
everything.
Revenge for everything. Let me ask you a question, Kanye. It's been plaguing my mind for a while. Do you make your Yeezys in size 3?
Okay, can you stop it right there?
Yes.
So the voice of the tree.
Yes.
Not exactly clear and easy to understand, correct?
It's not great, but I was going to offer the subtitle afterwards. He asked him if he makes his shoes in size 3.
Size 3?
Yes. So obviously they've got some prepared shtick ready. And his reply to that is this.
Oh.
Kanye laughing. Oh.
That's a
so it's over. Is this over? I take it in Miami, in that area. Where
it just said Florida, so I don't have the specifics. But it's like, you know, like a Disney projection on the tree where it looks right. Like it's talking. And obviously, there's some poor underpaid actor in a booth that has to talk to Kanye. But Kanye,
but the poor
liked
unpaid
joke.
Actor in a booth now got like 3 million hits.
Yes, exactly.
Because Kanye posted.
Yeah. Audio's terrible though.
But he loves the laugh.
Terrible. The laugh is interesting.
It goes, you hear the I
can
want,
you imagine just for a moment, imagine yeah. if you will, going through life and getting rewarded for nothing, of getting that level of reward mm-hmm. for really, now, I don't, do not diminish his musical ability.
Right.
Because you're not supposed to. But I will tell this, that, you know, but I mean, as far as these viral, these hits that he gets
right.
for doing nothing, for really doing nothing, just out there. And it's like, because it's Kanye.
Well,
there
I
it
think
is.
The laugh earns it, because if I listen to the laugh a lot this morning, it goes a little too long. That's the problem. It's a goofy laugh.
Is it okay. a nervous laugh or organic laugh? I think it's an organic laugh.
I think it's organic and it goes about 2 beats too long.
But let me make this point. Okay, look at him.
It's like goats doing yoga.
Exactly.
You like it.
No, I like the fact that he laughs like a dummy.
As a guy who laughs sometimes too much for our listeners, that laugh is amusing.
It's amusing.
It's
okay.
Amusing.
Yeah.
Maybe because I sit over here and I'm not looking at the video. I'm just thinking, if that was an average person.
Oh, it wouldn't be funny.
It wouldn't see the light of day.
No, because this is what we're... I think the juxtaposition between...
Here's Matt Bloom talking to a tree.
The juxtaposition between Kanye and how he's supposed to be an artist and a lyricist and what he's done at the White House and the way they portray him on SNL now. All of that comes down to this laugh.
Yeah.
You just don't expect that laugh.
Is he trying to be funny? That's the question I have.
No,
for
the
you.
Tree was trying to be funny, and the tree,
but
I think, scored.
But is Kanye just being Kanye?
I think it hit his funny bone,
yeah, because
and he wasn't expecting it.
The first thing the tree asked him is, what are you famous for? He said, I'm famous for everything.
That's on brand. That laugh is not on brand with Kanye.
No, this is off-brand laugh.
Can I tell you one regret I have?
Yes.
I know I didn't add up the time that we just spent talking about this, but I'd like it all back. Please,
she'll have
on.
It back,
thank
Mike.
You.
I'll put a ribbon on it for you.
Thank you very much.
Here, this is sad, right?
Sad, right?
In England, a teacher, in an effort to teach deductive logic to her class, staged the murder of an elf on a shelf.
Well, a mom overseas is calling for an end to a school assignment that involves the murder of a beloved elf. It all started last Tuesday at Flowery Field Primary School in Hyde, England. When fourth graders walked into their classroom to find a crime scene.
So if they're fourth grade, they're probably 9 and 10.
It included right. a chalk outline of their elf on the shelf, fake blood, and crime scene tape. The teacher had asked the 8-9-year-old kids to help her solve the murder mystery. One mother was outraged that she had to explain the concept of homicide to her child. Yeah. She went on to say her daughter was traumatized by the activity and had nightmares. The school has no plans to pull the detective game and even gave out a new clue today.
I love the fact that they're going with it. I mean, they're not stopping the detective game.
I have to be responsible here.
All right.
Maybe I'm overreacting to the mother that complained. So 9-10, you have to explain.
That's bad parenting.
That's
bad parenting. You need to know
murder.
Yeah, you got to know murder at 9 or 10.
Yeah. Well, if the teacher comes out and says this is a fake exercise, but if... I don't know. Are we becoming too coddled?
We actually have tape of the teacher, actually.
Thank you. No, let's move on.
I'm kidding. I actually do have tape. I do have tape of the teacher. Oh, no. This is not the teacher.
Oh, man. He got us. Days left for
Christmas shopping. 12 days
12.
Left.
12. It's a dozen, cousin.
You better hurry.
You better hurry.
You better hurry.
Hi there. Only 12 more shopping days left. You better step on it or...
You'll be sorry.
Those are my favorite. Oh, no, Mike. Oh,
what?
No.
What happened?
There's bad trouble in Baltimore.
What happened in Baltimore, hon?
Well, it turns out there's a spice company. It's a boutique spice company in Pittsburgh.
And boutique spices Pittsburgh, they're sitting down in Baltimore?
Well, here's the problem. They're organic spices. They got no gluten. They're all good for you. And in Pittsburgh, they're making a spice, and it's called New Bay.
Oh, you mean like to counter Old Bay?
Well, Old Bay is B-A-Y. But this is B-A-E, like a millennial would call your boyfriend. Hey, bae.
So I don't like that. That's they're playing hinky. You know what? I think they're playing fast and loose to the truth.
I don't like organic spices. What I like is Old Bay. But anyway.
I like my Old Bay. I won't eat crabs without it.
So what happened is this. Old Bay got their lawyers on the phone, and they said, call Pittsburgh and sue this company. And they did. So there's not going to be no more New Bay seasoning.
We thought this is going to be the blend that they're going to reach before anything else. And, you know, bay, when used as a term of endearment, means before anyone else. We are not trying to step on their toes. We're not trying to make people think poorly of
and
Old
clear
Bay.
Your throat.
We are just trying to give people an organic, healthy option for flavors that they love.
All right, let us close with this, and I want you to know this. That's horrible, Mike. I'll stop that. I want you to know at this time of year. And I don't feel bad to speak for you or Oscar. We're very mature men. We're not childish. We're not naive. We're not simple. But last night, Survivor is back for its 92nd season, and they had a challenge where you had to balance a pair of, I guess you would call them orbs, spheres.
Globes.
On a plate.
Balls.
And not drop them. Let us hear coverage of this thrilling challenge. Don't drop the spheres.
You have two balls you were trying to balance on your disc. Both balls separating, hanging on opposite sides of the disc. Kara's ball's now on the move. Angelina trying to get back in control of her balls. Davey's ball starting to separate now.
Stop,
which
pause,
is worse?
Pause. They've done it too long.
They know exactly what they're doing.
They know they're going to get viral videos all over the place.
And I give
way to go, Survivor.
A huge salute to Jeff Probst because he plays it exactly right.
Separating or balls clanging together. Both give you that uncomfortable feeling.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Wow. With the Schweddies and Jeff Probst, we had a lot of balls.
Yeah, hey, it came
today.
Full circle.
Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs. And I believe next Tuesday will be the last Tuesday of 2018.
Our final mailbag of the year. So get those things in
so
early.
It's because it's coming sooner than later, everybody.
Yeah, you'll
That's
going to
be the last one we do next Tuesday. Sorry. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift even for yourself. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says Gift Bonus. It's easy as pie and just as tasty. Please support TMOS for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara, thanking you for joining us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need anything from Target, Walmart, or Macy's, make sure to shop online and access them through the banner at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
That's a bingo.
You should see what it looks like from out here.